Hi, I'm John Dutton at the 2015 Folk Alliance Region West Conference. We're in Oakland, California, a little bit of a distance from Kansas City, but boy, we are having a great time here at this conference, and we're glad that you're joining us here on KC Cafe Radio. The Folk Alliance Conference is made up primarily of musicians, but there are also a lot of other folks in the music industry that attend conferences like this, and it's a very, very interesting opportunity to network, which is something that the person that I'm talking to now will be doing as soon as she gets done with this interview. It's Jeanette Lundgren. She is co-coordinator of this year's conference. And Jeanette, first of all, thank you for inviting us here. I know you're instrumental in making our involvement with Far West possible, and we are very grateful for that. And thank you for inviting us out here and being a part of this. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule right now to talk with us here on KC Cafe Radio.
I'm happy too.
I think we're all happy. I've so far at this conference, I've heard nothing but positive comments about the opportunities. You know, we're only in the second day of this conference, and I know a lot of folks have already made a lot of connections, have talked with people that are going to further their careers, and venues that are finding new talent. And that's what it's all about, isn't
it? That's what it's all about. Yeah. Venues, radio. Agents. There are people that came here as agents of one act, and they'll probably be taking on more. There are producers here, music producers. There are studio people here. We have an engineering panel tomorrow afternoon with some top-notch engineers and producers in the Bay Area. There's a lot that goes on this weekend, and it takes a lot of planning, but it's a really nice culmination for everybody that's involved and everybody that gets to come.
Yeah. You know, and another thing is, when you think of, I think a lot of times when we think of folk music, we think of a very narrow, maybe singer-songwriter, but there is all sorts of musicians. We've had some blues guitarists drop by. We have had, I believe there was one artist that was playing some gypsy blues, and that was his style of music. You find all sorts of styles. You find all sorts of instruments. We had a hammer dulcimer in the atrium here just a little bit ago being played. A lot of variety. What is being represented at this conference musically?
You know, I've been reaching out. One of the reasons I want to stay connected to co-coordinating the conferences is so that I can keep inviting people in, because folk seems to be a four-letter word, and it's not. It encompasses every alphabet letter, when you think about folk, I think Americana, roots, blues, anything that can be played acoustically, and any of that can be played acoustically. When you think about, well, first of all, there wouldn't be singer-songwriters if there hadn't been that guy with a lute walking around England way back when. That was your first storyteller, and that was your first singer-songwriter. And you wouldn't be... The word folk is about all of the countries around the world who have... all of the countries around the world with their own cultures and their own music and their own dances, and because we do encompass dance. It doesn't work necessarily at the conference, but it is part of Folk Alliance. Folk dances, folk music, folk stories is worldwide, and it can be expressed in blues, in gypsy blues, in Americana, in roots, in folk with, you know, big letters across the board. It's not just a narrow, you know, singer-songwriter. And I'm not saying singer-songwriters are narrow. It's actually indie. When you think about people not being on labels anymore, one of the wonderful things about not being on a label is you don't have to produce a CD just to their specifications. So you have to have a sound that sounds like this all throughout all 12 songs. You can do what you want. Judy Nazimetz is a perfect example.
Yes.
Every single song on her CD variety pack is a different genre. And she played in my room last night. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I think the title of that CD is appropriate, too, Variety Pack, because that's exactly what you get in there.
Yeah.
You're right.
And, you know, we don't necessarily embrace rap, but if somebody did it right, you never know.
Yeah.
You know, if it sounded good to me as my other, in my other life, I would probably invite them. I had a clarinet player last night. I'm a clarinet player. Sorry.
This is going to be sort of a trick question.
Okay.
And if you say I don't necessarily want to answer it, I could understand.
Okay.
What sets Far West apart from any other music conference that folks could attend? Is there something that's unique about this one?
I think we have our own way of doing things. I think each conference does.
Mm-hmm.
I know NERFA is huge, and you know they're the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance, and they have a tendency to be more of the old timey. They have singer songwriters as well that I met over there, but the New York and the New England and I don't know exactly how to formulate the words, but they're slightly different.
Mm.
And even like, you know, Swerfa and Kerrville, there's a lot of singer-songwriters there as well, but that has a whole Texas thing going on in the Midwest and the Arizona. We're West Coast, and I don't know how to put that into words.
Mm-hmm.
But each conference has a way of doing their own thing.
I think you picked a good words right there. It's a West Coast sound.
It is a West Coast sound. It is a West Coast sound. And there are people. The one thing about Folk Alliance that works is you should be a member of Folk Alliance because you get a lot of discounts. You get a lot for it. And at the same time, if you live, okay, Caroline Aiken lives in Georgia, but she identifies with Far West.
Mm-hmm.
She has a Far West, West Coast sound, and she identifies with the Far West Conference. Chrissy Natoli, who's our coordinator this year for the raffle, she lives in Texas, and she identifies with Far West. And I'm sure that there are West Coasties that identify better with some of the other regions. So the one thing about Folk Alliance is that you can join and you're not nailed down to being part of the region that you live in if you don't identify.
It's like this amazing world of music that you have at your fingertips now to discover. So I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. So
I hope everybody else knows.
Yeah. And now we can proudly say KC Cafe Radio identifies with Far. We have for a while because we have a lot of musicians from out here playing on the station. So it's been great to come out and be able to meet people that we've only been able to talk with electronically and everything. So this has been a rewarding experience. If anybody wants to know more about Far West, and of course, if you're in the Oakland area, you're certainly welcome to come by and be a part of things still if you're in the neighborhood. If not, there will be another conference next year.
Well, if you're in the neighborhood, we have concerts tonight, and we have concerts Friday night and Saturday nights that start strictly at 6:30 p.m. So you want to get here at like 6. It's $15 to the public, and it's the official showcases. The artists that are playing the official showcases have been chosen by jury. They all submitted ahead of time, and we have 7 artists on Friday night, and 6 artists plus our Best of the West Award winner, Chris Williamson, on Saturday night. Again, open to the public, $15 tickets at the door, and starting at 6:30. We also have a storytelling exposition on Sunday at 2 p.m., also in the Grand Ballroom, and because it's a matinee at 2 p.m., it's $10 to the public. So, and you are welcome to come. We will be in Bellevue, Washington, approximately the same weekend next year. It's like the second or third weekend. And we'll be at the hotel that usually hosts the Wintergrass Conference. That's actually more of a festival, mm-hmm. in Bellevue, Washington in 2016 and 2017. If you want to know more information about Far West, you can go to far-west.org. far-west.org.
All right. Well, we'll send people your way, and thank you for joining us, Jeanette Lundgren, co-coordinator of the 2015 Folk Alliance Region West Conference. We're glad to have you here on KC Cafe Radio.
Thank you.
I'm John Dutton.